For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that they have a sale going on now through the end of the year. It's a good one, 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So now is the time to avail yourself of this sale. And I also want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They can give expert advice. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Stephen Masley. He's a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. And our topic today is the Better Brain Solution. I do want to give you some background on Dr. Masley. He is, as I said, a physician, author, speaker, award-winning patient educator, and he's devoted his medical career to the study of heart disease and aging, and he's published significant research on these subjects in leading medical journals. And his passion is empowering people to achieve optimal health through comprehensive medical assessments and lifestyle changes. Now, Dr. Masley has received many awards. He's received the award of fellow from three prestigious organizations, the American Heart Association, American College of Nutrition, and the American Academy of Family Physicians. He's also a clinical associate professor at the University of South Florida, and he teaches programs at Eckerd College. He sees patients from across North America at the Masley Optimal Health Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I do want to mention that we will be talking about the Better Brain Solution. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stephen Masley.
Hi, Dan. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, you always have a lot to share, and I just want you to go ahead and start on the subject, the Better Brain Solution, how you came to write the book, and let's give our listeners a lot of new information. I know that that's in the book, and I've already put in my pre-order, so I'll remind people to pre-order the book now.
So, in our clinic, we, as you mentioned, we really assess aging. We look at, are you growing artery plaque? But we also look at, in addition to regular lab work and cholesterol and blood sugar levels and hormones, we look at brain speed and memory. So we look at how well does your brain function with cognitive testing. And we also compare your food intake, the nutrients you get, your fitness, your stress management, and your toxin exposure. So there's really five parts of our assessment to assess how you're aging. And for the brain, it's been pretty amazing. We published results showing which lifestyle choices that you make give you a better brain or give you a sluggish brain. And we have hundreds of people who've gone through our five-step program, and they've actually shown they have a 25 to 30% improvement in brain processing speed. It's almost like someone gave you a computer that was 30% faster, and you could get 30% more work done. So that's really what went into creating this. We took the data from our clinic, we published it, we proved it worked, and now I just feel, you know, obliged to share this because it's groundbreaking information on how people can not only prevent memory loss, but improve the function of their brain starting today.
Well, that's the best news ever, especially for the numerous baby boomers that have now started facing this decline in brain function. So I know we've got a lot of eager listeners with regard to your subject. Talk to us about what kind of lifestyle changes are the most important with regard to brain health.
Well, first is food. I mean, we need to eat the right foods, and there's some foods that we should be avoiding. So food comes first. There are key nutrients that really impact our brain, and if we miss those, we can actually injure and cause irreversible neurologic harm. That's just crazy to think that there's nutrients we could miss out on that are that important and it's that easy to fix them, but it is. Fitness, that the third step is both aerobic capacity and strength, your muscle mass, independently, our research shows, are super important for improving brain speed, and they even help increase the size of your brain. That stress management, the fourth part, is so essential that I like stress because it gives us purpose and challenge, but if you don't proactively manage it and you have high cortisol levels, cortisol will literally shrink your brain. It shrinks our muscles, it shrinks our bone mass, it raises blood sugar, but the thought that it could shrink your brain, I mean, that should be scary enough to make people add some stress management every day. And lastly, the fifth part is toxins, that there's some really common toxins out there that can hurt our brain, and it's easy to avoid them. So let's come up with a five-step plan that's proven to work that will really help it. You know, those are the lifestyle choices we could make that would really make a big difference.
Well, I'm glad you gave us the outline. I know the information is in the details. So let's start with food. You mentioned food. What's vitally important about food?
Well, one, it provides nutrients, and two, it's fat. I mean, like, there's plant pigments in green leafies, in berries, in green tea, in chocolate, dark chocolate, not milk chocolate, which is more like candy. But these pigments help protect our brain, and they block damage to our brain. I mean, just as an example, people who eat one cup of green leafy vegetables a day, their brain would be 11 years younger than someone who doesn't eat those foods. I mean, 11 years, that's a lot. One cup of broccoli or green beans or kale. I mean, it's not that hard to have that big a benefit. And then there's fats that are really good for our brain. You know, the key fat, you know, our brain is mostly fat. And I think finally they've done this large randomized trial looking at a low fat diet versus what if you added more olive oil or what if you added more nuts. And they have found that people on a low fat diet had accelerated memory loss and cognitive decline. They had greater rates of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And people, if they added more olive oil or added more nuts, their cognitive function actually improved and they had less memory loss and cognitive decline. So, I mean, we should finally be over this low-fat concept and looking at, yes, there's definitely fats we want to avoid, but smart fats are essential for our brain. And, you know, so we want olive oil and nuts and avocado. We should be cooking with avocado oil and omega-3 fats, the ones we can get like from wild salmon, are also essential for our brain. Those are the foods. I mean, that's just an example of some of the foods we want to make sure we eat every day for a better brain.
Well, we know that the bright colored and deeply colored plants, provide polyphenols and many other factors. Have you been able to isolate particular factors or just know that in general, the deeper the color, the brighter the color, the healthier for the individual?
Well, the brighter the color, yes, that does make a difference. But there's also some other things in there besides color, like beets. Literally, the beet pigment increases the blood flow to the brain, especially the frontal cortex, which is where we do complex thinking and problem solving. So, and then, you know, so there's certain nutrients, in addition to those carotenoid, flavonoid pigments you're talking about that are really important for our brains.
That's so good to know, and thank you for talking about the problems with low-fat diets. This has been a tough one to break, and the Institute of Medicine has reversed their recommendations, because those recommendations were not based on valid studies, and they couldn't validate those studies. And so they've reversed their information and talked about the good fats, and it sugars the problem, and hydrogenated oils were significantly a problem, that butter and eggs are back. So I'm happy for that. I'm just sorry it took 50 years.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up sugar, because sugar is the number one cause for accelerated memory loss. It is the number one. 50% of baby boomers and 30% of all adults right now are at high risk for cognitive decline because of sugar-related issues. And if you let me just explain that for a second. When we eat refined carbs and sugar, you know, like bread or rice or potatoes, our sugar levels spike up, our insulin levels climb, and the insulin is the hormone that wants us to store energy. So it's trying to push the energy into the cell to be stored. And once the cell becomes full, which happens pretty easily if you keep eating the standard American diet with cereal and bread and crackers and potatoes, you fill up your cells. They're full. They stop listening to insulin. They become insulin resistant. And the problem is, when our brain is insulin resistant, when brain cells are full of sugar and insulin resistant, they are unable to use energy. They literally shut down. It's like someone turned off the motor on them. So if we look at someone who's healthy and eating well, and we do a PET scan while they're doing some problem solving, their brain lights up like a Christmas tree. But if we look at someone who's insulin resistant with their sugar up, their brain is dead quiet. It's not working. Literally, sugar blocks your brain cells from using glucose as energy, and it prevents us from being able to use our brains. That's why so many people today at younger ages than ever before have brain fog. I mean, they walk into a room and they forget why they're there. They can't find their keys. They don't know where their cell phone is. They have to reread a passage in a book because they forgot about it. They forget people's names. It's just so common today, and we can stop it. We can prevent it, and we can bring back our brain function by cutting out sugar and refined carbs and adding the right food.
Yes, and so that glycemic control is a critical piece, and you expressed this so elegantly, and we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Stephen Masley.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's gear and sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and they're located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning. I do want to remind you to tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on blending functional medicine and primary care. So we have lots of interesting topics, and today our topic is the Better Brain Solution, and our guest is Dr. Stephen Massley. He's a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. We talked about the five-step plan for improving brain speed, brain function, brain health, and we talked about food and getting rid of sugar and including the bright, deeply colored foods and good fats like avocado and olive oil, the omega-9 fatty acids. So let's keep talking about this, Dr. Massley. What else can you share with us?
Well, so we clearly need to eat the right foods and the wrong foods. And we've actually put, to make it really simple, I've created a shopping guide. So people can just pick, when they go to the store, make sure you buy the 12 foods you should be eating every day and the 12 foods you absolutely should avoid. So I want to make it easy. So the food part, I think we've got a really simple tool to make this happen. For nutrients, I think we need to go into that in a little more detail. And I know you love talking about nutrients, so how about if we hit that next?
Certainly. Important.
So there are some nutrients that are just critical to the brain. And if we don't get them, we're going to have brain dysfunction. Maybe top of my list would be vitamin D, just because it's so common to be deficient. But without vitamin D, brain cells don't work properly. They're not able to use energy properly. And most people need at least 2,000 a day, maybe more, maybe 3,000, up to 5,000. At some point, they should check a level and make sure they have a decent level for vitamin D. I mean, this is just, it helps prevent cancer. It's good for our bones. It's good for preventing heart disease. But it's essential for our brain. So I can't understand why anyone wouldn't be getting adequate vitamin D, but it's still really common. And, you know, an equally important one for the brain is like vitamin B12, which we need to make energy. B12, if you're low in B12, and it's very common to be low in B12 after age 50, especially if you take any medications for heartburn, then you can have permanent, irreversible brain injury. I've met patients who had dementia or Alzheimer's disease from B12 deficiency. I mean, it was just tragic, something that's so easy to prevent. So, and, you know, these are things you could actually get in a really good quality multivitamin D and B12. But, you know, the standard dose, I think, before of 2 to 10 micrograms might be good enough for a 20-year-old. But many people, by the time they hit 40, 50, 60, it's not going to be enough. So I'm looking at doses more like 50 to 100 to 500 micrograms a day to make sure we have a good level.
Well, that's important. And on the vitamin D, the goal I've used with patients is 50 nanograms per ml on the test, more than that. Less than that starts to increase symptoms from D deficiency. And the B12 is of interest because many people are told their B12 levels are too high. What that's reflecting is intake, but not necessarily utilization. So like your clinic, I use the functional test called MMA to see that B12 is functioning. And so a lot of people are told, stop taking B12, it's not working. No, there's a traffic jam. They don't have the right kind of methylated B12 to do the job. So thank you for mentioning these two. They're my prime interests as well.
And then, you know, another one is mixed folates, like the active form of folates, which is 5-methyltetrahydrofolate or 5-methylene tetrahydrofolate. I mean, oftentimes the supplement might just have folic acid, but 40% of people are going to be unable to make that conversion. And without it, we get depressed and we have cognitive dysfunction. So again, most good quality multivitamins are going to use a mixture of folates. It's not just folic acid. And that's another critical one that I think we've got to get from our, when we take a supplement. You could get these from food, but most people, the majority of people are not going to get B12, mixed folates, and adequate vitamin D. Especially vitamin D we're not going to get from food. But I think maybe the biggest deficiency of all is magnesium.
Yes.
And we know that magnesium, you know, it's important for many things, preventing migraines, muscle cramps, and constipation. You know, it helps with blood sugar and blood pressure control, and blood sugar being the number one cause for memory loss. But it also is essential for the connection between brain cells. We have trillions of synaptic connections between brain cells, and they depend on magnesium. And 70% of Americans, sadly, are magnesium deficient. So we've also got to boost up good quality magnesium intake for your brain. So, I mean, if I was to think of my top, like, just essential nutrients, it doesn't count all the extra things we could get, but, you know, it would be vitamin D, B12, mixed folates, magnesium. If I can throw in one more, I would have to throw in a probiotic for our gut, because your gut function is essential to your brain. It absorbs nutrients. It lowers inflammation. It helps metabolize drugs and toxins. Those would be my top five highest priorities on nutrients we can't go without if we want a better brain. And there's obviously others out there, but I'm just trying to limit myself to my top five favorites.
Well, you've certainly hit my five favorites as well. The magnesium, I always think of it as the M words, and magnesium is responsible for 3/4 of all the enzymes in the body, but it's mood, mind, memory, menstrual, myocardia, muscles, metabolism, and bowel movements. So that is kind of crosses over what magnesium does. And Adele Davis, decades ago, called it nature's house cleaner.
Yes.
And I thought that was clever. Thank you for mentioning the probiotics. The new studies show that they participate in neurotransmitter development. And so there's an old saying about having you-know-what for brains, and there is the brain-bowel connection. So I find that a little bit humorous. What about omega-3s?
Well, yes, if you don't get them from food, I mean, if you're eating wild salmon, sardines, 2 or 3 servings a week, you're good. But let's face it, most people don't eat those foods regularly on a regular basis. And so most people clearly would need, 40% of our brain comes from long-chain omega-3s like DHA and EPA. And we absolutely, if you're not going to eat those in a food source, then you should be taking a supplement. And of all the supplement quality issues, probably it's never more important than this for long-chain omega-3s because they're so delicate. They're easily damaged, and they come out rancid, which is harmful. So I would say most of the long-chain omega-3s, fish oil that's being sold, is probably harmful. That's sad to say, but I mean, a lot of the fats that, you know, things we sell might be illegal in Europe or New Zealand or Australia. Has to be good quality. Should not have rancidity. It should actually taste good. It should have a pleasant taste. You know, it's not going to taste like lemonade, but good long chain omega-3 should taste like salmon in a restaurant. It's fishy, but it's not rancid. And I think that's an essential point that we need them, absolutely. And, but the quality of them is very important as well.
Well, Dr. Masley, you're one of the few people that have mentioned this. I tell patients to, if they're not using a liquid omega-3, I tell them to bite in to the capsule of omega-3. And you know rancidity the minute you taste it.
Oh, well, see, I used to do that until I tasted someone's supplement one day, and I almost threw up on the poor guy. I literally had to run to the bathroom to retch because his fish oil. I used to just cavalierly grab one. If they brought, I always said, bring in your supplements. And if they had fish oil, I would bite into it and taste it. And sometimes it would be okay, sometimes it would be awful. But this one, I love. So I'm much more careful now. I literally take a needle, I poke the capsule, I squeeze one drop onto a Kleenex, and I smell it. And if it's terrible, I'm done. I am not going to buy. Some of them are terrible. You know this.
Yeah, well, I will take that advice. I will take that advice because it is an easy way for people to identify. And I agree with you. It is so important to have good omega-3s, and that they are not solvent distilled, that it's molecular distillation so that we've gotten the toxins out. Thank you for mentioning that. We've got a few more minutes before this segment ends. What else do we want to talk about with regard to the nutrients?
Well, I think something else that's really anti-inflammatory and has really great promise is curcumin.
Yes.
So if I have someone with early symptoms, it's probably, I mean, I think the data right now for curcumin is pretty good for cancer prevention. It's good for treating arthritis. But it's being studied at UCLA and Columbia for people with cognitive impairment to help stop or slow their cognitive impairment. And so far, the preliminary findings are pretty positive. And there was one study out of Australia that showed if you took people with mild cognitive dysfunction, within hours, they actually were mentally sharper on cognitive testing. And 30 days later, they still showed clear improvement. So I think, but you know, the challenge with curcumin, again, is a quality one. Many of the products are not well absorbed. So we're having to look for something that if you were to take just plain turmeric, you know, the spice, which is an awesome spice, it's curry spice, it's one of the best spices we could have for our brain. But you'd need 3 tablespoons, heaping tablespoons a day, and that's just hard to eat that much. So to get the amount into your bloodstream, many capsules, you're looking for something that's been micellized, or they're coating it with some special lecithin or fat or something to up the absorption and enhance, and it also decreases any gastrointestinal side effects too. So it's a double plus. Not only do you absorb it better, but it doesn't bother your stomach. So I think curcumin's really important, but again, quality is a big issue with it.
Yes, it is. And those people from India certainly do get in their diets an excellent amount of the turmeric. So do they show a difference in brain health?
Oh, yes. I mean, the people in southern India that eat up to 3 tablespoons of turmeric a day have the lowest Alzheimer rates on the planet.
That's fascinating. Well, that's good to know. Well, we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. For those who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning, and please tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on blending functional medicine and primary care. Now, today our guest is familiar, Dr. Stephen Masley, a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. We've been talking about the Better Brain Solution, and that is the name of his most current book, which is available for pre-ordering, so please do so. And if you're interested in more information from Dr. Masley, you can go to Dr. Masley. Is it drmasley.com?
Yeah, drmasley.com. So there I've got a quiz you can take to check your brain score. How is your brain functioning? No matter what your score, we can help improve your brain. And as an extra bonus, if people will go take that quiz, I'm going to give them my shopping guide. What are the 12 foods for a better brain you need to have every day? And what are the 12 foods you need to avoid to protect your brain? So you get both the quiz and the shopping guide for free if you'll visit drmasley.com.
Excellent. Thank you for that reminder. Now, you've been talking about your five-step plan, the proper food, proper nutrients we covered. We're going to talk about fitness, and then the fourth is stress management, and the fifth is toxins. So let's talk about fitness and what people need to do.
Well, we looked at the data from our clinic and we analyzed, okay, those people who had good brain function, how active were they? Those who had low brain function, what was their fitness level? And we found some really interesting things. First, the minutes you spend is irrelevant. It doesn't matter how much time you spend. The bottom line that matters is how fit are you? And you do have to spend some time to get fit, but your aerobic fitness really makes a difference in your brain speed. If you want to be sharp, quick, and productive, You need aerobic capacity. It literally speeds up your brain. And muscle mass, I think maybe one of the surprises for me, I've always known I felt sharper after a workout, so that wasn't too surprising. But if you build, the stronger you are, literally, the better your memory and the larger your brain. Strength training is a really powerful way to build brain. And even 80-year-olds, it's never too late. Even 80-year-olds have been shown when they had a strength training program, it increases the size of the memory center of the brain, the hippocampus. So we need both aerobic activity, and I think it's important to do like interval or burst training at least a couple times a week where we push it really hard and intense for short periods of time. And we do strength training a couple times a week. We need both of those if we really want to have a best brain.
Well, that's ideal. And thank you. This is what we're learning a lot more about exercise. And I liked that you said it's not the minutes. It's what you're gaining.
Yeah, I have so many people who are just, you know, they're beating themselves up over what they do 30 or 45 or 60 minutes a day. And that's not what it's about. It's about getting fit and having a more intense workout. And I realize that takes, you have to build up to that over time, but that's what's important. That's what we should be trying to achieve. And, you know, so it's just so important. But it's not just physical activity. It's also mental activity. I mean, in the old days, I think the idea of a happy retirement was you quit working, you didn't have to do anything, you played golf in the day, you had cocktails at 5, and that was it. But that's the worst thing you could do for your brain. Your brain needs challenge. It needs new learning. Just like your biceps will grow smaller if you don't use your biceps muscle, your brain will shrink if you don't use it. So we need to be learning new things, like take up a new language or learn to play bridge or start a new musical instrument. Keep learning new things. If you're not learning something new, literally, your brain is shrinking, and we don't want shrunken brains.
Very well said. To keep learning, and it's new information that makes the difference, not just that we have memorized something and we pull that up. My understanding is that it's creating new information, and when you do that, you can just feel your brain sort of strengthening when you're learning something new. And I do think people, as they get older, struggle against that because it isn't as easy, is it, Dr. Masley?
Well, but just like lifting weights, if you get out of shape, it's harder to lift weight. You got to keep it up. So I would say to someone, they say, oh, it's so much work to lift weights. Well, then it's more important that you have to do it because you're probably slipping. So it's the same thing with your brain. If you're not used to using your brain, you're right. It will be a little more challenging at first. But the alternatives, do you really want your brain to shrink? Of course not. So look for new things to do, new opportunities. Be active in your community. You know, sign up to volunteer for things that you enjoy. I think it's so important that we're mentally active and that we have challenges. You know, take a course at the local college. Learn a new, it's never too late to learn a new language. All these things are just so important to maintaining our brain function for decades to come.
Yes, well said. I also wanted to remind listeners that as people get older, when they're having surgical procedures, anesthesia is known to deplete B12, and many people can come out of a surgery with memory loss. And I had that happen with a patient, and she said that she signed up to take Spanish, to learn Spanish, as a way of getting it back. Could we talk a little bit about some medications that can impair memory when taken long term?
Oh, well, there's a long list of medications that impact memory. You know, impact our memory. Pain pills, narcotics have an adverse effect. Blood pressure meds can make us groggy. 10% of people who are on a statin medication, I don't think the statin meds, you know, cause dementia, but for 10% of people, they really decrease memory, and people need to stop them and try an alternative. So there is a long list of medications. All the anxiety meds can cause mental dysfunction. I mean, there's a long list of medications that cause confusion, memory loss as very common side effects.
Yes, and antacids and diuretics, the antacids blocking absorption of the nutrients that you mentioned, and the diuretics washing them out, taking them out.
Very true, yeah. So it's even more, and it doesn't mean that all, I'm not trying to say that we shouldn't take any medications. I mean, you have to work and meet your health issues with your doctor, but you have to be aware, if you're on these, be aware that they could have side effects. You may need to ask for a different medication as an alternative. And, you know, sometimes it's going to be really, you can just offset it by making sure you enhance your nutrient intake to overcome them. So, I mean, you can't offset, like if say someone has some esophageal serious problem, they've got erosions in their esophagus, then I'm not in that setting, I'm not against using medication for that, but you're going to have to make sure you get extra nutrients, especially B12 and many others, because if your absorption's down, we have to make up for it. But, you know, that's where it's so handy to come in to work with someone who's knowledgeable in nutrition and help us if we're on medications that we don't suffer from side effects from them.
Right, and I wanted to add to that list the meds for urinary frequency. They're anticholinergic, some of them, and choline's important for brain neurotransmitter acetylcholine. So when patients go on those meds, again, they can be increasing the risk, and it seems to me it's a total load of the meds they're taking that can really increase the risk.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Side effects can be additive. So if you're on two different meds, they can be worse than just taking them one. So, absolutely true. So that's just an important thing that we have to be aware of if we're on medications. They can have side effects. How do we work around them? Working with a knowledgeable practitioner to help us through that. But really, my goal is to improve people's health so they don't need as many medications. Most people come to our clinic, we're trying to get them off some of them. I'm not anti-medication, but the goal is that you don't qualify and you don't need as many. And you get that by eating the right food, meeting your nutrient needs, being active, managing your stress, and avoiding toxins. If you do those five things, it's amazing how often people are able to safely work with their doctor to stop some of their medications.
Well, thank you for taking us back to the list, and we will finish up your list in the final segment. If you just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Stephen Masley, who's a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. And our topic is the Better Brain Solution. And you better stay with us because he has much more information to provide. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. This is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on blending functional medicine and primary care. Now, our guest today is Stephen Massley, and he's a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. We have been talking about the Better Brain Solution, and I'm going to ask Dr. Massley to tell you a little bit more about his site and how you can learn information. I think we should put that out right now, Dr. Massley. Can you fill our listeners in on how they can learn more through your site?
So if they want to get more information, free information, I should add, they can go to drmassley.com, drmassley.com. And right now I've got a tool to help them measure how their brain's functioning. I think it's critical. People should be testing and saying, how am I doing? Easy to take quiz. It only takes a minute, and you push on the quiz button. The quiz will get sent to you. We send you your results and try to help explain them to give you a better idea of how your brain's doing. And with that, as a bonus for taking the quiz, I'll send you my Better Brain shopping guide. What are the 12 foods you absolutely have to buy when you go to the store, like dark chocolate and nuts and olive oil and berries? And then what are the 12 foods you need to avoid, some of which have toxins in them that we're going to be talking about next?
Well, good. So let's talk about stress management, number 4 on your list, and then toxins.
So if we don't manage our stress, you know, proactively manage it, our cortisol levels go up and our DHEA levels drop and we end up fatigued, low libido, decreased sex drive. But cortisol is, you know, if your lion's chasing you and it's a short, you know, 6-hour event or 60-minute event, it really helps us. The problem is if we feel stressed all the time and our cortisol is high all the time, our sugar goes up, blood sugar goes up, that's really bad. We lose muscle mass, we lose bone mass, and our brain literally shrinks. So it's essential to take steps to prevent brain shrinkage from chronic stress. And I think all of us are stressed today, and I don't think it's so easy to avoid it. Politics, the global situation, being available to cell phones 24/7, it's more stressful than ever before. But here's what we could do. We could make sure we got a good workout each day. So not only do we get rid of some sweat, but we burn off tension. We need a good night's sleep, and I put a whole bunch of tips to a good night's sleep in the Better Brain Solution. And I think we need to proactively, like, do some meditation calm time. And it's amazing that even 10 minutes a day has a very positive effect. So, you know, 10 minutes of meditation, prayer time, something where we're doing deep breathing, relaxation, and we get calm. I mean, those are really important steps. And if we do them, we'll effectively lower our cortisol and we'll protect our brain from accelerated cognitive decline. And I think that's a really common thing that people are just stressed out and they don't realize it.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that and sleep. I tell people sleep's a nutrient. I have no substitute for sleep. And what we know now, I know you know this, is that the brain drains itself of toxins during sleep. And the immune system fuels itself during sleep. So getting good sleep, if there's apnea, getting it checked and treated, there aren't other solutions. People have to get good sleep. It's why sleep deprivation is a torture.
Absolutely. So, yeah, a good night's sleep. I mean, there's nutrients that help. Getting exercise helps your sleep. I mean, there's several things we need to do. Being and learning to get calm and get our cortisol helps. So they actually feed each other. Getting a good night's sleep helps you function better, makes you mentally sharper, and stress reduction helps you sleep better. Exercise makes you sleep better. So all these things are interrelated like a web. It's not just an isolated part. When we put them together, everything, and I think that's a really strong point. In studies where people just do one of the many things we've mentioned here today, yes, they get some minimal benefit, but when they add them together, they're synergistic, and we get a much more powerful benefit. So it's like instead of five individual steps, when you put them together, it's like the power of 10 or 15 steps. Much more powerful to try to do all these things at once.
Yes, there's a synergism within these changes, and I've often noted with patients, if I can work with them on something they're willing to do, if I can start there, they are more likely to then step up and do more of the recommendations. I don't give up on people. So let's talk about the toxins. That's a common subject.
Yeah, I mean, here's a really important. You could do all these other steps right, and if you poison your brain, it was for nothing. So, and there's some really common toxins out there that we can't avoid. I mean, like, two of them that go into food processing, like phthalates that come in plastic and BPA, which comes in the lining of cans. We don't want BPA-lined cans to eat from them. Just two servings a week is enough to increase your risk of diabetes significantly and harm your brain. And the same thing with phthalates. You know, we absolutely should not be cooking with plastic containers like in the microwave or putting saran wrap, plastic, over the food and heating it, because it'll like basically melt into your food like cheese, and that also disrupts hormones and causes blood sugar abnormalities. So how we cook our food and what our food is contained in turns out to be as important as the food itself.
Well, glass is back.
Glasses, I absolutely try to use, I use stainless steel to cook with. I store my food in the refrigerator. I'll have a plastic top on it, not in contact with the food, but it's a glass container with a plastic ceiling top. And when I put that container in the microwave, I always take the plastic lid off, maybe cover it with a paper towel, because I don't want any plastic being heated in contact with my food. So, but there's other common ones out there. Mercury, which can be in big mouth fish, tuna, grouper, snapper, swordfish, bass. Those are big, long-lived fish that have very big mouths that eat high in the food chain. So if you eat those foods often, you should talk to your doctor about a mercury level. A third of my patients have high mercury level, and we've actually shown those people who eat lots of big mouth fish have lower cognitive speed and lower brain performance. Maybe one last one I'd like to mention is nitrosamines. This is crazy. People are eating processed animal meats like deli meats and hot dogs or bacon, and they've sprinkled nitrosamines, these nitrates, on the food to give them a longer shelf life. They can sell them for longer, and it's a bigger profit for the company. I get it. But nitrosamines, one, we know they cause cancer. Two, they cause diabetes, they disrupt insulin sensitivity. And three, we now have learned more recently they're neurotoxic. You can actually give rodents Alzheimer's disease by just feeding them like the amount of bacon people would get every day with nitrosamines on them. So we definitely want to be avoiding these preservatives in food completely and getting them out of our diet.
Well, this has been an excellent list for us to talk about. We have some more time, so can you expand your discussion and what you think is most important, Dr. Masley, for our listeners to know?
Well, you know, we test most things. Like, we check our blood pressure to see how our heart's doing, or we look at our blood sugar levels, we check our weight. But most people aren't measuring their cognitive function. And I would implore, you know, I think the most important organ in your body is your brain. I mean, really, we could get a new kidney, we can have a liver transplant, we could even have a heart transplant. But no, you can't live with a brain transplant. You're gone. It's the essence of who you are. And if we don't take care of our brain, we become a burden on the people we love, and we don't want that. So I would encourage, no matter what your age, if you're a 30-year-old or you're a 70-year-old, you should be assessing how's my brain functioning. And as I said, we have a free quiz people can take to get some idea. And if there's more concerns, one of the things I do at my clinic, the Masley Optimal Health Center, is we do computerized cognitive testing where we measure memory and brain processing speed and attention. It's a 30-minute computerized test. I love doing computerized cognitive testing. I think it's super useful, and especially for anybody with concerns about memory loss or cognitive dysfunction or attention deficit disorder, any of those things, I think we should be doing more cognitive testing, and it's very, very useful.
That's excellent, and you provide it. People can get this information from your website, free, drmasley.com, and also pre-order your book.
Oh, and there's detailed information on how to do cognitive testing and things you can do to assess and tests you should ask your doctor for in the Better Brain Solution. It's really providing detailed information so you can work with your doctor to get all the right proper testing done.
And it will be out in January, correct?
January 2nd. Wherever books are available, and as you said, they can pre-order it right now. So they could pre-order it now or wait till January 2nd and pick it up wherever books are sold.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. You always have good information to share. And this is a reminder that people who are listening can access this show or any other previous show through myvillagegreen.com. And you can download it. You can listen over and over. This is an important show. I think you should share it with your friends. So it will be available through myvillagegreen.com after today's show. You can access it. So please do. This is an important topic, and it's not just for baby boomers. It's not just for people 50 and over. This is for everyone in preserving brain function. Dr. Masley, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, Dana, thank you. I really appreciated the chance to talk and share how can people have a better brain. After all, who wouldn't want to be mentally sharper, quicker, more productive, and prevent memory loss?
It sounds good thank to me.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. And listeners, it's a reminder about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. That's a long title, but it is very appropriate after this discussion with Dr. Stephen Masley. It's called The Toxin Solution. And so make sure that you access that. And listeners, I do want to thank you for joining us here on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward and we are facing a new year, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And you learned a lot about those choices today. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.